here with our Predators defenseman, Roman Josi. Roman, obviously this team's on a good streak right now. 5 points in five straight, two wins in a row. How do you guys keep it going against the Anaheim Ducks looking for some revenge tonight?
Yeah, definitely not the turnaround we wanted in the first game against them. And I mean, they're a big physical team. We know that from players last year, and they're pretty much the same team this year. So it's going to be another tough game, like Thursday against St. Louis. Those games are always tough and physical.
Obviously, it makes a big difference being here at home. Do you think a little bit of travel last 2 weeks ago had an effect on you guys a little bit, or just being at home will help?
No, I don't think the travel. I mean, every team travels, so we should be used to it by now. And I mean, playing at home is always a lot of fun, and there's a lot of energy in this building, and it's great to play in front of our home fans, and definitely gives us a little more confidence.
Now, another big night here. It's Hockey Fights Cancer Night. Just as a player there, obviously there's a different kind of energy in the crowd there. What does it mean to you to have a special night like this throughout the league when they do that?
It means a lot. I think the league is doing a great job with the battle against cancer, and I mean, I hope a lot of people can come to the game. And I mean, all those people battling cancer, they're so brave, and definitely means a lot to us players, and I think it means a lot to all the fans too.
Thank you, Roman.
Thank you.
Here with Nashville Predators defenseman Matt Irwin. Matt, obviously this team's on a good roll right now, points in five straight, making the most of your opportunity here. What can you continue to do to really make the most of what you've been given?
Well, I mean, I think I just what I've been saying the whole time is just moving the puck, taking care of our own end, moving the puck up to the forwards. You get that opportunity at the blue line or to jump in the rush, you take advantage of it, just try to get pucks to the net. It's very cliche, but it's a simple recipe, and if it gets through and goes in, it's great. If it doesn't, it creates you know, some havoc for the other team.
Obviously, when you're in San Jose, having that rivalry in California with all those California teams there, what do you look forward to against playing the Ducks?
It's always fun. It's always a heavy game. You know, big bodies on both teams. You know, we play that hard checking, hard hitting, fast game. Yeah, like you said, I've played against these guys a lot, but you know, it's always a battle. You gotta be prepared at the puck drop, and you know, you gotta be engaged early.
And obviously, tonight's a big night. It's Hockey Fights Cancer Night. It's something the league does all the time, but it's always a big night too, just for the fan base and for the players themselves. What does it mean to you to be participating in a Hockey Fights Cancer Night?
Well, it's unbelievable. Every year you get, you know, it's an honor to be a part of it. Really, you know, to support such a cause that, you know, unfortunately, I'm pretty sure everyone has been touched in one way or another. And that's the unfortunate truth about it. But for us to be able to raise awareness and have the fan base rally around it, and you know, the whole hockey community rally behind it, it's a good fundraiser for cancer.
Awesome. Thank you, Matt.
Awesome. Thank you.
Here with our Predators defenseman, Ryan Ellis. Ryan, big thing right now is points in five straight. How does the team continue to keep that rolling against the Ducks?
Yeah, well, you know, they battle hard. We've seen a lot of them over the last little bit, and they're a good team. They work hard. They hit. They're physical. We need to do much of the same and stick within our system. And I mean, I think we'll be fine if we play the way we're supposed to.
The defensive pairings have been sticking around for the past few games too. Do you feel like some chemistry is finally developing?
Say that again, sir.
The defensive pairings have been sticking around now for the past few games. You feel like the chemistry is really starting to develop now?
Yeah, I think with everyone in our team, whether it be the lines up front, the defensive pairings, I think everyone's getting more comfortable. Obviously, it's a long summer. You shake a little bit of that rust out for the first couple games, and we kind of roll from there. But the last couple games, I've liked the way our team's played. More consistent throughout, and we're going to need more of the same to be successful.
Now, it's a big night for Hockey Fights Cancer Night when the league does that, and obviously with the Predators do that. What does it feel like to be playing in this kind of night?
Yeah, it's a big night for a lot of people. Everyone's affected by cancer, usually in some way. They know someone that's been diagnosed, and it's a good night to have everyone out, enjoy the game, hopefully get a big team win. But most of all, I mean, it's a chance for them to, I guess, kind of put all that stuff behind them and have a night to fun and enjoyment for them.
Thank you, Ryan. And here's Nashville Predators head coach Peter LaViolette.
Peter, can you just describe how different your team is now compared to the last time you faced the Ducks this season?
Well, I mean, the game that we played the Ducks last time, we did our best to fix the specialty teams, and then we threw it in the trash. I mean, it was three power play goals and two shorthanded goals. Hardly ever happens in the National Hockey League where you give up five specialty team goals. And I think our specialty team has actually been pretty good. The penalty kill has been great as of late. Power play was there for us in the first eight games. So specialty teams has been good. It's always a work in progress. But that night, everything went south. And so we looked at it. We tried to pull from it and make some adjustments. But then we moved on from there. So. You know, short of that, it was the game wasn't as lopsided as it seems. But when you give up five specialty team goals, you will lose the game.
Points in five straight. Is there anything that you can point to that has led to the upward trend that we continue to see?
I think our guys have played pretty good. They played hard. You know, it was nice to see them pull a game in the third period like we did last game. We had a couple of those opportunities earlier in the year, and we didn't get it done. So I think we're working on that as a group internally, just how to win and what we need to do. But I said back, you know, when we had the couple of shootout losses, they left a bad taste in everybody's mouth, including mine. But if I looked at the 60 minutes in the overtime, I thought we had more than enough chances to win the game. I thought we played a pretty good game. But it went to shootouts, and everybody left, as I did, and the players did, and the fans, everybody left, you know, upset. So. But there was came back and look at it, you know, the next day after and go through it, and there was lots of positives to come back and show your team on things that we're doing well and how we're getting better, and that's how I felt at the time. I stated that, and maybe that's just the steps that we're taking to win hockey games. But you got to do it on a consistent basis. I do think our consistency can be a little bit better with what we're doing. It has to be, especially against a team like Anaheim. They're off to a great start. Veteran team off to a great start, so we'll have to be ready to play.
That guy is good right now, is making the key save at the key time as he's been since you've been here.
Yeah, he's really sharp right now. You know, there was a lot of things that I think that we could have done better in front of him early in the year, and I think there's always a save or two that a goalie looks back at, you know, over a week, 7 games a week, 10 days, and he wish. You know, that had it or made it different or whatever, but I think he's been really good. When our team wasn't getting the wins, his numbers were still decent. You got to remove that Anaheim game, you know, because it was just it was more of a fluke than anything else. Short of that one game, his numbers are excellent. They're really strong in the last 5 games, so I think he's playing real well. He looks sharp to me when I watch him live, and I go back and watch him the next day and on the TV, and he just looks like he's in real control right now.
James has goals in three straight. Was it only a matter of time the way he was going?
I think so. You know, the one thing for me when it comes to that is just the amount of opportunities that he gets, the shots, the scoring chances, the attempts at the net. Guys that have a proven track record of scoring goals, I think it's just if they continue to put the puck at the net, they're going to find a way to get it in. You can't say that for everybody, but guys that have scored 30, 40 goals, they need to put the puck at the net a lot, and he did. He has been, and he doesn't need a lot of room or a lot of time, a lot of space. I think the last goal was a perfect example. Micro Barrows pass was excellent, and James had to handle it in a funny way, change his hands, and then get it upstairs really quick. So that was a goal scorer's goal.
The flip side, you comfortable with the chances Forsberg's getting, even if he's not getting the numbers yet?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always times where a player feels like they're getting more looks and more chances. He's probably working to try and create more. I did like his game last game. He looked determined to me to try and get the puck at the net, to the net, toward the net. Usually those are good signs. So I'm sure, you know, he's looking for more. I think that will help him eventually find the back of the net. But I did like his game last game.
Peter, what has Matt Irwin brought to your team? What has he done that's helped make him so successful since his recall?
Well, he constantly throws the puck in the back of the net, so that's a good thing. he's been really good. I mean, Matt didn't. I hadn't seen a lot of Matt before he got to our training camp. When he got sent down, he was really disappointed with himself, and the fact that he felt he didn't show who he was as a player. He went down, and he was determined to get down and play really well and try to work his way back here. Since he's been in the lineup, he's provided a really strong game. Going back to break out a puck, he's firm in the battle. He's firm on the puck. He's made good decisions. He's contributed offensively. You know, I think he's done an excellent job since he's been back here.